This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for November 10th. I'm Paul Plack. On Monday evening, about 35 miles off the California coast west of L.A., a KCBS-TV news helicopter crew caught video of what looked like the launch of a missile. So far, the FAA, the Pentagon, and NORAD are all playing dumb. Thanks to the midterm elections, Representative John Mica of Florida is likely to chair the House Transportation Committee in January. Mica says his top priority will be an FAA reauthorization bill and funding for next-gen ATC. Rolls-Royce said Monday it has made progress in understanding the cause of last week's failure of an engine on a Qantas A380. The company says it's clear now that the incident is specific to the Trent 900 engine. Gulfstream International Airlines has filed for reorganization under Chapter 11. The company says all flight ops are continuing on normal schedule and no layoffs have been announced. U.S. Airways says it will need 500 more crew members next year, most in time to start by July. The airline says it will both recall employees currently on furlough and hire new crew members. The annual U.S. Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida, is reporting strong exhibitor bookings. The show runs January 20th through 23rd. The U.S. Transportation Department's Office of Inspector General has found that as many as one-third of flights to and from the New York region's three primary airports were canceled or delayed in 2009, and that's an improvement from 2 years earlier. A flight school in Stowe, Massachusetts, has reportedly been training illegal immigrants to fly, and its owner is also facing charges of being in the U.S. illegally. And Joseph G. Gavin Jr., the man who led the team that designed the lunar excursion module for the Apollo missions, has gone west. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Jim Campbell talks with Andy Barrett of Cameron Balloons about those special shapes. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.